week two of this series, Created to Dream. Last week we started off looking at how God builds your faith, and we talked about the six phases that God takes us through on our journey while we're building our faith. And we looked at the six words that are very, very important in this whole process, and we're going to be going through them over the next, well, this is the second week, so over the next 5 weeks, including today. So last week we looked at phase one, which is to dream. It's important for us to have a dream, to receive a dream from God, and ideally we want to receive God's dream for our lives, God's plan for our lives. Then we looked at decision, the decision-making process, which was phase two, and then we looked at phase three, which was delay. And we understand that there are going to be all sorts of delays in our process as we try to fulfill the dream that God has given us for our lives. Then we looked at phase four, which was the difficulties and that we incur on the journey. And then phase five was the dead ends that we're going to experience as we go through. And then finally, phase six, we talked a little bit about the deliverance that God is going to bring to us when we're in the midst of our challenges and our difficulties. Well, this morning we're going to pick up, and I think they've got an outline for you. If you don't have a copy, raise your hands. They will give you a copy. The stewards will give you a copy of the outline for us to look at this morning. So Created to Dream part two this morning. God's dream for our lives. God's dream for our lives. Now, isn't it incredible that God actually has a dream for your life and he has a dream for my life? Isn't it wonderful that we don't have to fret about what our purpose in life is, that God has already created for us a purpose which is unique to us as individuals, unique to you and unique to me. Of course, we know that none of us are the same. And it's really, really important for us to discover what the dream God has for our lives is, because our dreams determine our destiny. Our dreams tell us where we're going on the journey and where we should be ending up. And so when we get that dream from God, when we understand from the Lord what he wants us to do, where he wants us to go, how he wants us to get there, now we have a clear vision, a clear dream, a clear vision in front of us to determine the steps that we should take. And so our dream determines our destiny, and our dream also determines our dignity. Very, very important. So, how you feel about yourself will be affected by the dream, the purpose, the vision that you have for your life. That will determine or help to determine how you feel about yourself. And so it's really important for you to have a sense of purpose, to have a reason for getting up every day, to have a reason for your life, and to know in which direction you are headed in. Now, I think somebody once said that if you don't have a dream, then it will affect your self-esteem. If you don't have a dream, it will affect your self-esteem. You'll have a high self-esteem if you know what your dream is and you know how you're going to get there, and you know that God has purposed in your heart something that you are compelled, something that you are bound to do. I find this scripture that God gave to Jeremiah very, very refreshing. And I think God is saying the same thing to us today. Jeremiah 29:11, "For I know the plans that I have for you, says the Lord, plans to prosper you and not to harm you, plans to give you hope and a future." One translation, or maybe a couple of translations, say give you a great future. I find that really reassuring and really empowering, that God has a plan for my life, that he has a destiny for my life, and that they are good plans, plans to prosper me and not plans to harm me. Very, very important. Amen. So we're going to look at point one in this. If we are going to receive a dream from God, and if we're going to make that dream the most important thing in our life, the dream gives us direction, the dream steers us towards our goal, our aim in life, and the dream stops us from drifting to the left and drifting to the right. It keeps us on a personal path. That dream is a personal thing, but it's also a very positive thing in our lives. And if we're going to discover that dream, then we need to do this next thing. What do we need to do? We need to dedicate our lives. We need to dedicate our lives to Him. Let us strip off anything that slows us down or holds us back and run with patience the particular race that God has set before us. So there's a particular race that God has given you that you need to run, and you need to run your own race. It's no point in looking to the guy on your left and looking to the guy on your right, because you're not really in competition with the other runners who are running their own race. In this particular race that God has given us, we're running our own race. And what's important is not that we beat somebody else, but actually that we finish across that line ourselves. It's personal and it's positive, and it's something that we need to go for. Amen. The second passage on here is, let us strip off anything that slows us down and holds us back and run with patience the particular race that God has set before us. You've got to run this race with patience, because you can't expect that you're going to achieve everything in day one. You can't expect that the minute God shows you a vision of what you want to achieve, that everything's going to be hunky-dory, it's all going to be fine, it's all going to be a bed of roses, it's all going to be easy, and that you're not going to have obstacles. No, you're going to have obstacles, and you need to run that race with patience. Amen? Now, the second point here is that you need to reserve something. You need to reserve something. How many of you can guess what it might be? Well, you don't have to guess. I'm going to tell you. We need to reserve time alone with God. We need to spend some time alone with God. We need to pause a little while. We need to listen a little while. We need to ponder in our hearts what God is saying. And we need to understand the wonderful things that God does and has in store for us. And if you think about it, all the great prophets, all the great patriots in the Bible, whenever God gave them a dream, they didn't just rush into action. They took some time out to think about what God was saying. They maybe even asked God some questions about what He was wanting to do in their lives. They had to pause a little while. They had to reflect. They had to consider the cost and the price that was involved. Some of them even began to try and negotiate with God to clarify the vision of what God had given them. And then when they realized exactly what God wanted from their lives, then they moved forward. If we are going to succeed in creating, moving along the dream that God has created for our lives, then we need to reserve some time alone with God. We need to get personal. We need to get intimate. We need those quiet times. That's why it's so important first thing in the morning to take some time out, to have a little quiet time with God. It's so important for us to have these seasons of prayer and fasting like we're having now, 21 days where we're reflecting on what God wants for our lives. We're reflecting on the scriptures. We're reflecting on the principles. And we're asking God during these 21 days, Lord, what would you want me to do? Lord, how would you want me to do it? We're looking at ourselves, our personality, our character, our conduct, and we're asking ourselves the questions, in which ways do I need to improve? What do I need to die to? What do I need to cut off? What do I need to stop doing? What do I need to start doing? We need times of reflection. We need to take inventory of our own self. And so investment of time is very, very important. And the best time and the most important time that we are going to have is time away with God, away from the distractions, away from your partner, away from the business associates, away from the television, away from the media, away from the social media, so that you can focus and find out what God wants for your life. And you can do that without all of the distractions of every day. Amen? Now, the next thing is, apart from reserving time for God, you've got some more scriptures on your outline that you can go away and have a look at. The next point then is we need to evaluate. We need to evaluate. So first, we dedicate our lives. Second, we spend some time alone with God. And the third thing that we need to do is evaluate our abilities. Evaluate our abilities. There it is. And here's a couple of scriptures. 1 Peter 4:10. For we are God's handiwork, created in Christ to devote ourselves to the good deeds for which God has designed us. We need to devote ourselves to which God has designed us. A second passage, 1 Peter 4:10, in the Today's Living Translation, God has given each of you some special ability or some special abilities. Be sure to use them to help each other. 1 Peter 4:10. So our abilities are meant to be used to edify the body, to edify other people, not just to be used and squandered for ourselves, but actually to edify everybody else. And so we shouldn't be selfish with our gifts and our abilities. We need to share them, but we need to understand that they are there for a wider purpose. God wants to get more done in the world through you and through me and through our abilities and the way that we deploy them. Romans 12:6 says, we are to use our different gifts in accordance with the grace that God has given us. So God has given each and every one of us a measure of grace, a measure of faith, a measure of ability, and he's told us, he's given us, put it right there in our DNA, exactly how we ought to use these gifts and abilities. So there's some questions we can ask ourselves. You know, what is it that I love to do? What is it that I'm passionate about? What is it that I'm most thinking about when I'm thinking? What is it that wakes me up every morning, that makes me feel alive, that makes me feel passionate? What is it that I love to share, or I love to do, or that I'm good at? What is it that people tell me about myself and my gifts and my abilities? Those are all hints when we answer those questions. Those are all hints as to what God has called us to do. And they should, if nothing else, they should affirm to us what God has called us to do. And so we can deploy those skills and those abilities in our lives, okay? Now, the fourth point is simply this. You can stick it on your outline. We need to then associate with other godly dreamers. We need to get in the right company. 1 Corinthians 15:33 says, as iron sharpens iron, friends sharpen friends. Sorry, excuse me, that's Proverbs 27:17. As iron sharpens iron, so friends sharpen friends. When you get around the right people, when you get into the right company, you will find that the right people will help to sharpen your gifting, sharpen your abilities, sharpen your skills, keep you on point. And to do that, we not only do we get around other dreamers, but we also make ourselves accountable to other dreamers. We run things by them and we ask them. And we just make sure that what they're telling us lines up with what God's given us, lines up with the word of God. But you don't want to be a dreamer on your own. You want to get godly people around you to help you. And the Bible says that bad friends ruin the noblest of people. An old translation says filthy communication corrupts good manners. Filthy communication corrupts good manners. Or bad friends ruin the noblest people. So we need to ask ourselves, who am I associating with? Who am I taking counsel from? What am I watching on TV? What am I listening to on social media? Because, you know, our ear gate, our eyes gate, these things, we take in information from other people and they influence us. We need to ask ourselves who we're being influenced by. Sometimes we need to check our own internal influences. What's motivating me right now? What is it that I want to achieve right now? Is it selfish ambition? Is it God's vision? Am I doing this God's way, or am I doing it in my flesh? We need to keep a constant check on ourselves. And to help us with that, we can surround ourselves with godly people and godly advisors. I think it's a very, very dangerous thing to go out on your own, go out on a limb, be doing stuff on your own without checking in with other people who may know the same as you, may even know more than you. We all need spiritual accountability, and we all need mentors around us. Now, we can get mentors from books and audios and you know, things that we see in the media, but there's nothing quite like having a real-life person or two in our lives that can speak into our lives, that can help us, that can give us direction. That is also very, very important and very necessary. Okay, the fifth point then is this. We need to make our dream public. Make our dream public. Don't keep to yourself what you feel the Lord has given you. Then you need to go and share it with other people and testify of what God has told you, what God is showing you, and share that with other people so that you can make yourself accountable to it, so you can get other people to check it over with you, so you can actually attract some support. Hebrews 11:1 from the Today's Living Bible. What is faith? It is the confident assurance that something we want is going to happen. It is the certainty that we hope for is waiting for us, even though we cannot see it up ahead. So even though we don't see it right now, We know that it's over there somewhere. We know that we've got to go through obstacles. We know that we've got to go through mileage. We know that we've got to experience certain things on the journey. But, you know, we know by faith that it is there. And we can be assured that what God has given us, what God has promised us, will come to pass if we stay on course. The Bible tells us in Acts 13 that David served God's purposes in his generation, and then he died. The Bible says that the whole duty of man is to serve God, to fear God, and to keep his commandments. That's our duty, to live out the dream that God has placed in our heart for him. And by doing that, we are then also enabling others and freeing others and releasing others. Acts 20:24 says, I reckon on my own life worth nothing to me in order that I may complete my mission and finish the work that the Lord has given me to do. So Paul says, you know, I count my own life as nothing. I'm only here to do the will of God and to complete the work that God has given me, that Christ has given me. He had a mission. He knew that his mission was from God, and he wouldn't let anyone distract him from that mission. And so we exercise our faith by sharing our faith with others, by telling others what God has laid on our hearts to do, by checking it with others, and then by actually taking action and going with it. You know, your dream will keep you accountable in life. It will give you a track to run on, and something to be accountable to, something to be accountable for. And so it's very, very important in terms of making us accountable. Our dream will help us to attract other people, other helpers, because you can't fulfill your dream on your own. No man's an island. We're going to need helpers. We're going to need team members. We're going to need supervisors. We're going to need people that's coming alongside to assist us. So by sharing our dream and by walking in that dream, we'll no doubt attract help with what we're doing. And our dream will also release the favor of God. If we're doing what God has called us to do, and if we're doing it in the way that God has called us to do it, then we know that God will be with us, and we can seek God's support and God's help very, very often. Amen? Okay, so now we're accountable. Now we're attracting others. We're getting the help that we need, and now we're releasing God's favor. So it would be a good exercise for us today to begin to think to ourselves, what has God called me to do? What is the thing that God has put or placed on my heart? What is the thing that's burning inside me to do for God? Each and every one of us should be able to find at least one thing that we feel that God is calling us to do. And of course, we've got to do God's business God's way, but what is God calling you to do? And I want us to reflect on that for a minute. And then I want you to share with a couple of people around you something of what you sense God has called you to do. Now, you may consider what your gifts are, what your abilities are, opportunities that he's given you, words of knowledge or words of wisdom that people have spoken to your life, prayers that people have prayed over you. But somehow you'll know that you have some sort of vocation from God. For some of us, it's tied up in our occupation. God's just given us a gift for numbers, or God's just given you a gift for words, or God's just given you a gift for art, or God's just given you a gift for creativity. Perhaps God's given you the ability to sing, or to write poetry, or to act, or to dance, or to play an instrument, or, you know, to supervise people, to motivate people, to manage things, to systemize things, to be a completer finisher, and to run alongside people who need that help. What is the thing that God has called you to do? What is the passion that you have? What is the dream that God has placed into your heart? Let's just bow our heads and pray.
Thank you for listening to the message today. We hope it blessed you. And if it did, please like, comment and subscribe for more videos from Micah. And don't forget to click the notification bell to see when they're uploaded. Thank you for joining us today. We'll see you in the next one.